Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, September 30th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Terrorism is on the minds of Bible translators in the United States as they celebrate World Bible Translation Day today. The annual event highlights Bible translation as essential in global evangelism. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says there are still nearly 3,000 languages that need scripture. He says terrorism is just one threat affecting them.
In our specific case, we've had literally dozens of translation teams in various parts of the world that have had to be either relocated temporarily or permanently in order to avoid security concerns.
Next, Christian Resources International is part of the birth of a cross-cultural church mentoring project. Tim Flickinger pastors a church in Michigan. He says God's timing, a mission trip to Honduras, and 9 Spanish pastoral libraries at CRI are supporting a Honduran church leader with his mission vision.
We got connected with a pastor there who has begun 6 churches in just a few years and has a goal of planting 2 churches every year. And he's also equipping those pastors and training them up. They don't have anybody else partnering with them to help equip and promote that activity, so that's a great mix for us.
And finally, Bethany Christian Services is asking Christians to help with a special need in Russia. A baby home in Siberia is requesting money to help provide 60 cribs and beds for their orphan children. Bethany says they'd like Christians to provide the funding as a testimony of Christ's love for them. The cost, $150 each. Go to our website to help. By the way, BCS provides domestic and international adoptions and crisis pregnancy assistance around the world. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. Ralph Winter says the book is jammed with timely missions information. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.